Hello and welcome to the Friday Night Blitz Game of the Week podcast presented by WFXR Sports. As always, I'm your host, David DeGuzman. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DDeGuzmanTV. That's DDEGUZ as in zebra, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy TV. Last time I'll be saying that this season. This is the season finale of the Friday Night Blitz Game of the Week podcast as we get you set for championship week. After 15 long weeks, here we are, the 16th week of the season, and it's state championship weekend. We have three Southwest Virginia teams in the finals, and this is how our podcast is going to go in this episode. We're going to go game by game, Class 3, Class 2, and Class 1. Those are the three games involving Southwest Virginia teams. We're going to take a look at Lord Botetourt, how they got to the final. We'll look back at the state semifinal games for Lord Botetourt, as well as for the other two teams, Appomattox and Galax. We'll have the post-game interviews with Lord Botetourt head coach Jamie Harless, as well as Appomattox head coach Doug Smith. Galax's semifinal took place at Emory and Henry, so we don't have a post-game interview from that, but we do have a special feature that we'll look back on that will help you prepare for Galax's appearance in the Class 1 final. So we have three games to talk about. Let us begin with class number three. The final is Lord Botetourt against Hopewell. It will take place at noon in Lynchburg, Williams Stadium. And Lord Botetourt had to defeat the defending Class 3 champions, Heritage, in the state semifinals. Let's look back at that game. Here are the highlights, as I called it, on Saturday night. Five Southwest Virginia teams making it to the state semifinal round, including two facing each other in a rematch of last year's Class 3 showdown. Heritage visiting Lord Botetourt, the Pioneers trying to repeat, while the Cavs looking to get a step closer to their maiden title. Lord Botetourt a perfect 14-0. Heritage carrying just one loss to the contest. We're going to pick this one up first quarter. Botetourt up 3-0. James Ryan Salvey looking for someone to throw to. Wrong person. He's picked off by Calvin Johnson, and Heritage taking control, but not so fast though, because a few plays later, we'll call this the revenge interception. Salvey picks off KJ Vaughn, and this time it's a pick six, brings it to the end zone, and with the 2-point conversion, LB with an 11-0 lead to the second quarter. Heritage coming up with the big play. Sophomore quarterback Cameron Burns launching this deep ball to Kyron Thomas. Caught for the 71-yard touchdown, and Heritage is on the board. Then right before the half, Salvey going to keep this one to himself and hurdles over a player and crosses the goal line for the 8-yard score. Cavs go up by double digits again. It's the Pioneers, though, with the last word before recess on the ensuing kickoff. Brian Trent going through traffic. Brian Trent still on his feet. Brian Trent off to the races and 79 yards to the end zone. Heritage within four at the break. Now, one name we surprisingly haven't mentioned yet. Yeah, Hunter Rice, considered one of the best running backs in the state. Here he is going 34 yards to the 1-yard line, just shy of the end zone. But not to worry, because a couple plays later, it's Rice with the finish for the touchdown as Botetourt takes a 25-14 lead, and that ends up being the final math. LB gets revenge over Heritage, setting up a date with Hopewell in the Class 3 final.
So Lord Botetourt getting revenge over Heritage after last year's state semifinal. The Cavaliers will be the ones competing for a state championship. And if they do beat Hopewell on Saturday, it would be their first state title in school history, which would just add to what's already been a historic season for LB. The first perfect regular season since 1961. And they're trying to be the first undefeated team in program history to go 15-0. Not an easy feat at all. One more opponent remains, and it is a team that is also undefeated. Here now is the post-game interview with head coach Jamie Harless right after the Cavaliers defeated Heritage.
It seemed like you had a great plan. The second half, your defense just stepped up and shut them down.
Well, we feel like that, you know, that wheel route that was caught for a touchdown, that may or may not have been a penalty. When I see the film, I'll know better about it. I said it earlier to Paul Bernard over there that I feel like I did a terrible job of giving these kids a chance to win a football game. I'm not taking credit for it. I say it all the time. Players win games, coaches lose them. That bunch of kids over there won this football game, and they played their guts out. I guess the Battle of Roanoke and Lynchburg concluded. Roanoke won, Lynchburg nothing, right?
To the VHSL state finals.
Coach, that game to be played. I know how much this means to these kids. What does it mean to you to see them
Saturday afternoon
achieve what I think they really wanted to
on behalf
achieve.
Of the faculty, staff, administration here at Lord Bonnetot High
Words
School?
Words can't describe
County
it.
Public Schools. We so
Words
greatly
can't describe
your attendance throughout
you know,
the
I'm not going to get too emotional because I'm not that guy, but Words
the
can't describe
Athletic
it. You know, Lord Bonnetot was everybody's whipping post for so long. Maybe now, you know, we had some talk about people getting disrespected. Maybe finally we can get a little bit of respect.
A big shout out to athletics here at Lord
Coach,
High School.
A couple years ago, you went out there and it was a Magna Vista. It was a great game.
State play
do you take anything from that experience in terms of the coaching staff, in terms of kind of knowing what to expect
volleyball
with the moment and the logistics of the situation?
Well, you know, it seems like, you know, a lot of the big games that we've gone into, you know, we've had injuries. This is the healthiest we have been in any postseason run we've ever had. So right now, for us, I feel better about that. Logistically, practice and all that, I'm not going
to
do anything different. We're going to prepare just like we prepared this week, and we're going to do everything we can to win that game. I know Coach Irby. I know Bert Stanley is a guy that coaches out there. He's a brother of a real good friend of mine. They're a class group of guys, and looking forward to competing with them.
You guys now go to Liberty, playing the big stadium. How do you kind of downplay the grandeur of playing in a state final?
Football field's the same size here as it is there. You know, did you ever watch Hoosiers? He pulled the tape measure out and showed the kids that court's the same size as the one they play on at home. You know, football's football. We're going to go play this game. We're going to go do our thing.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, Coach, talk about the fan support today. I mean, this was an awesome crowd for this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I, as each year has passed that I've been here, I feel more and more that the community has become ingrained. I think a lot of it, I think the community is really proud of the kids. I think they're proud of the kids for the way they act, the way they carry themselves, and the way they do things. So I think we've slowly been able to, you know, make that grow as one.
Congratulations,
Coach. Coach.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, we certainly wish Lord Bonnetot the best of luck in Saturday's final against Hopewell. This is the second state final in school history for the Cavaliers. Last appearance was a 47-21 loss to Magna Vista. Again, the Cavaliers trying to go 15-0, trying to go perfect this season and bring home the school's first state title. We now turn our attention to class number two. The class two final features Appomattox and Stewart's Draft. Kickoff is set for 4:30 in Salem on Saturday. First, let's take a look back at the Raiders' win over Graham, the defending Class 2 state champions, and here are the highlights from that game.
For Class 2, Appomattox seeking a return to the final, hosting Graham. Second quarter, tied at 7, Raiders QB Trey Lawing airing it out over to Tyler Gilliam. In the end zone, and Appomattox taking a 14-7 lead, but the G-men responding. Devin Lester through the air he goes. Xavion Turner going to catch this one and runs it all the way for the touchdown. They'd end up missing the extra point, keeping the Raiders ahead 14-13. But Appomattox not done yet. A minute left in the half. Lowing scrambles and heaves it over to Jaheim Scraggs, who's wide open in the end zone, and they'd go for two. The Raiders going up 22-13. Fast forward Now to the fourth quarter, some insurance for the Raiders in the red zone, lawing with the keeper. Apo going up 28-13. The Raiders headed back to the state championship. They'll be in Salem next week to face Stewart's Draft.
So Appomattox is back in the state championship, looking for their fourth title in the last 5 years. They won three straight, 2015, 2016, and 2017. Lost in the region final to Radford in 2018. But here the Raiders are, back in the championship game, back in Salem, looking for a title in 2019. The Raiders will have to take down Stewart's Draft in order to do so. Now, for some post-game reaction and some insight into the state championship game, here is head coach Doug Smith after the win over Graham.
Talk a little bit about this win. I mean,
Our kids play for themselves. I take that back. Our kids play for the team. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, we were a little selfish, and as the year's gone on, these guys have learned what service is all about, what playing for your community and playing, you know, for something bigger than you. We got a lot of guys, got a lot of faith, so, you know, we're going to give credit to God today because these guys have worked extremely hard, and they've asked the Lord to show them how to become better servants, and I know God has worked in their life, so I'm proud of them.
What do you feel like went right today? You guys got down in a couple third and long situations, looking a little messy on offense, but yeah, you worked it out.
I think defensively, you have to give our defense a lot of credit. This is a powerful offense right here. Graham, no doubt, is a great team, and you know, they're coached well. And so for our kids to be able to do what they did today defensively was huge, and you got to be good on defense to beat these guys.
What's so special about this group?
Well, they, you know, I think they're a special group because they have learned how to become a great team. You know, we started off a little rough this year. It was, you know, joy became our word. You know, they believe in power of one, but joy through the struggle. We knew we were going to have some struggles early this year. We've lost a few players along the way, but because they have joined together and they understand about what it means to play for each other, it's not about themselves. It's much bigger than themselves. They've become a good team.
How proud are you to see the resolve of this team, the resilience?
I can't tell you how important it is for this group to hang together. You can see, you know, we don't have crazy numbers, but we got a lot of heart. There's a lot of heart on this team, and they don't give up. They're not going to give up. And, you know, you can see guys doing a little limping here and there, but, you know, then they're coming back strong because they just believe that if there's something left, they're going to give it.
And Stewart's Draft next Saturday, was that the opponent you wanted to see? Or
you know what? It didn't matter because all we think about is this next one. And, I really didn't think about it yet. I just thought, hey, let's take it one day at a time. These guys always play 0-0 ball, and they never look ahead.
I mean, you're in familiar territory. You've been in this position before. I mean, but does it feel different, I guess?
It always feels different. Every year feels different. Every year is always a new experience because our kids are different. There's different personalities, come from different families. But one thing is perfect about this group is their love for each other, and that's what makes them play like they do.
While Appomattox is back in the state championship game for the first time since 2017, looking for that fourth state title in 5 years, they'll be facing a team that's never been to the state championship game before, Stewart's Draft, in its first state title game on Saturday. The Cougars defeating Thomas Jefferson 49-7 in the semifinals to book a spot in Salem. Once again, that game set to kick off at 4:30 at Salem Stadium on Saturday. Now let's turn our attention to Class 1. Galax into the final after defeating Patrick Henry Glade Spring in the semifinals. Before we talk more about the Maroon Tide, let's look back at that state semifinal game that took place on the campus of Emory and Henry. Here are the highlights.
Right in Class 1, Galax taking on unbeaten Glade Spring. This semi taking place on the campus of Emory and Henry. In the early going, Maroon Tide QB Zach Johnson to Cole Pickett, corner of the end zone. Galax taking a 7-0 lead. Still in the first, the Tide striking again. It's Denver Brown showing what Brown can do for you. The 6-yard touchdown score puts Galax in a 14-0 advantage, and the Maroon Tide handing the Rebels their first loss of the year as Galax punching its ticket to Salem. 41-16 the final. The Tide will face Riverheads next week.
Galax advancing to the state championship game in Class 1 after the victory over Patrick Henry Glade Spring. But it's not going to be easy for the Maroon Tide, because up next is a date with the three-time defending state champions, Riverheads, the Gladiators, 14-0. I mean, that says a lot already. And riding a 25-game winning streak. These two teams do have a history. In 2015, Galax defeated Riverheads 7-6 in the state championship game in Salem. The following year, Riverheads got revenge in a huge way, defeating Galax 63-21 in the 2016 Class 1 state semifinals. Look out for Cole Pickett as a player to watch for from Galax. Also look out for Denver Brown, a running back who has done a lot of big things for the Maroon Tide. And by big things, I mean big numbers. 2,174 rushing yards, 23 touchdowns. And when you look at those numbers, you can't help but think that their running back's coach could be a big reason why Denver Brown is having a huge senior season. Well, that's because the running backs at Galax are coached by none other than Virginia Tech graduate and former Hokie Stephen Peoples. Now, we did a feature piece on Stephen Peoples and his new gig, his coaching gig, after graduating from Blacksburg and from Virginia Tech. Here is that feature that we did on Stephen Peoples earlier this year, right here on the Friday Night Blitz Game of the Week podcast.
He set high school records as a high school football player, Galax, for leaving his mark on the gridiron of Virginia Tech. Now, Stephen Peoples returning to where it all began for his next chapter. WFXR's David DeGuzman explains the former Hokie is already leaving his mark again on the Maroon Tide.
It's still a little surreal. I mean, he's been through it too, but I mean, we still got to look up to our peers.
When you look on the sidelines at a Galax football game, you might see a very familiar face.
He got some lessons to teach us and some valuable things.
Stephen Peoples is on the coaching staff at his alma mater less than a year after leaving his mark at Virginia Tech.
I mean, it's always great coming back home. I feel like I can help these fellas out a lot, so being back here coaching this means a lot. I mean, it's where I grew up, it's my community. I got the chance to get back.
Peoples led the Hokies in rushing last season. Now he's in charge of the running backs at the school where he set records as a member of the Maroon Tide.
I definitely get a lot of flashbacks. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of flashbacks when we start playing some of these teams I played back in the day. So, be excited.
Well, since Stephen Peoples returned to Galax as an assistant coach, it's taken a while for some of the players to look at him as less of a celebrity and more of a mentor for the Maroon Tide.
Oh, it's definitely been and like influenced us. I mean, we got someone who's been here from the team and moved on to college, and he's back teaching us on how we need to do stuff. So, I mean, we definitely need to listen to him.
You know, they all grew up watching him, and the legacy he has here has been huge. And all these kids have been to games watching him play. And so it's just gigantic for one of their heroes to be back telling them what to do. And I always tell them to go tell them, because I know they'll listen to him way more than they're listening to me.
And the biggest piece of advice Peoples has given so far?
To hurry up and get on time.
All right, we'll see if that advice from Coach Peoples pays off for the Galax Maroon Tide. Kickoff for the game between Galax and Riverheads in the Class 1 state championship game is set for noon on Saturday at Salem Stadium. So let's just recap the other two games for you. Class 2 between Appomattox and Stewart's Draft, that will kick off 4:30 at Salem Stadium. And then, of course, Class 3, the championship game between Lord Botetourt and Hopewell, a battle of unbeaten teams in Lynchburg, that game will kick off at noon as well. So that will wrap it up for our Friday Night Blitz Game of the Week podcast for the state championship games. Just a couple of housekeeping notes for you. We will have one final episode of Friday Night Blitz previewing the state championship games. Please join us at 11 o'clock on Friday nights, right after WFXR News First at 10. It will be sports director Jermaine Farrell joined alongside Ryan Moy, as well as myself, as we take a look at the three state championship games and also kind of discuss the season as a whole as we get set for this final weekend of the year. You can follow WFXR Sports on Instagram and Twitter. Just search WFXR Sports. As always, we appreciate your feedback. Please rate and review this podcast on whatever platform you are listening to. We definitely would like as much feedback as we can as the season comes to a close. And finally, as a note, we just thank you so much for listening and taking the time to get to know the great teams and talented players, as well as the genius and smart head coaches from around Southwest Virginia. It's been such a pleasure to travel to different schools and to different towns each and every week over the past few months. It's been an interesting journey, that's for sure, to see the teams develop and grow and to see all the different storylines. And it's been my pleasure personally to put this podcast together each and every week for your listening pleasure, to hear from the head coaches and get you ready every week for our featured Friday night game of the week matchup. So thank you so much for listening. Until next time, I'm your host, David DeGuzman, signing off.